Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm here on this scorcher. It is going to be a scorcher of a day in Los Angeles. And why do I say scorcher like a New Yorker? Because I grew up on Long Island, and I'm headed back there on Saturday. So, guys, if you want to come see me in person, I'm doing readings in New York City on August the 17th. So give a call to our office or go to my website to find out more information. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning, Dougal. Doing well, thank you.
How's it there? Is it warm? You guys getting sunlight?
Finally a great week here in Seattle. You know, mid to high 70s.
Oh, my God. I know, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Summer arrives a little late for us around here.
So. I'm Skyping with Benny right now, and he's wearing a stout beer t-shirt.
I wish I was having one of those.
Making me giggle. Morning drinking. Inappropriate. So,
whatever.
Did you hear the good news? Very exciting. My blog got published on the Huffington Post. Guys, I just want to say, you know, I've written blogs before about rejection, and let me just tell you, a lot of people were like, oh, that must have been so easy. Easy is not the word that I would use to describe to get this blog published. I kept submitting and submitting and submitting, and it's not that I would get a rejection, but I wouldn't hear from anyone. And it so made me think of that lesson where I had a choice in that moment. I could either see that as a rejection and quit and move on to something else, but as you know from talking before, I don't like being told no. That just doesn't work for me. So I kept submitting and submitting and going through another angle and another angle. And finally, I connected with someone on the healthy living section, this really sweet team, the editors there. And they read a few of my blogs on my current website, and they asked if I could write a blog about getting over body image issues. So then I completely freaked out because I also don't like being told what to do. I wanted to come up with a topic on my own. And then I was like, getting over them. Right. The operative word there is over them, which I'm not completely over them. So I decided to write about the fact that I think we have certain core issues that are inherent to who we are, and they don't necessarily go away. But the goal and the journey and the purpose is to bring those issues to the light and make them a part of who you are. Don't let them rule you. Don't let them hold you back from an experience, but bring them to the light. You know, make them who you are. And you know, I always talk about the fact that people, they love, even in a reading, like when I give a reading to someone, people love to hear about their strengths. You know, they all want to hear that they're a good communicator and, you know, they've got strong math skills and the love of their life is around the corner. But no one wants to hear that they're kind of narcissistic and they struggle with, you know, accounting and paying the bills on time. And so I wrote this whole thing about, you know, we are both yin and yang. You know, we are human beings on this planet having an experience, and part of the journey is recognizing that we have pluses and minuses. You know, I tend to be a maximizer in our relationship. I think David would agree with that. If there's a problem, it is disastrous in my mind.
Well, emotionally, too. I mean, the moment there's a topic that needs to be talked about, you're like, let's talk about it
right now.
And I'm like, I...
The minimizer.
Yes, yeah. I need some time. I want to think about
it. Right.
I don't know.
And our therapist would always say that. He'd be like, Dougal, it is all right for David to think about something. Think about something. What are you talking about? We deal with it now. So anyway, if you haven't checked out the blog... And, you know, speaking of narcissism, we got 311 likes. Hello. That's pretty good.
Great. That's great.
So go to Healthy Living. Oh, applause. I love when Benny cues in the sound effects. It makes it sound so professional. Oh, and it's a big stadium. But so if you haven't checked it out, go to thehuffingtonpost.com, click on Healthy Living and the Spirit section. And I'm right there with a crystal ball, which I think they could have worked a little harder on a better image, but whatever. So go check it out. Click like, share it, because I'd like to be invited back.
You're so picky.
I know, even though I'm criticizing them and I'm like, please, invite me back.
I know.
So another thing that I wanted to talk about, we have an amazing guest coming on today. Her name is Alana Pratt. Guys, you know I only bring people to you who I find amazingly inspiring. I don't know how to describe her. She is like part sex coach, part like passion guru, goddess, life coach, like mom extraordinaire. She does all of these amazing things. And most importantly, she's relatable. every time I watch a video on her, you know, there's something about her eye contact. It feels like she's speaking right to me, and I'm so excited to share her information with you. So today, all hour, we're going to be talking about relationships. We're going to be talking about sex, Benny.
Hey, basically, she has a gift. Don't put that back on me.
No. You're the one that wanted to talk about it.
Okay, all right.
So if you've got questions about relationships and relationship issues, please call in. We're going to be taking calls in segment three. And again, if you're at work, I see you snooping, listening. You should be doing your job, but you're listening to me, and I adore you for it. But if you want to join in the conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, send your questions about relationships. I may read them on the air, and we will answer them together. But before we get serious, I kind of have to get a little shallow. Did you watch the second episode of the reunion of the Real Housewives of New York? Really? Because another beverage has been launched. So Bethany Frankel made like $800 million.
Bazillion dollars.
Right.
If
and
that.
So all season long, Ramona, with like the eyes bugging out, has been pitching this Pinot Grigio. Like,
her
she's
eyes
got
are
a
pretty scary.
Flask. I mean, it's crazy. So, allegedly, she said on the show yesterday she sold 60,000 bottles in 1 month.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I am in the wrong business.
Well, she's the right person to be marketing that. I mean, every time she's on the show, she's like, where's my Pinot Grigio? Every time.
I'm Scottish. Do you think I should launch a scotch? What can we do? What, Mystic Mai Tais? Something.
I like these. Keep them going.
Right? Psychic Pinot Noir? Something. 60,000. What amazes me about our culture right now is it doesn't matter how you behave. I'm not mentioning any names. But how you behave on television, whatever product you're endorsing or you're connected to, people seem to buy it because the joke was that she drank too much, that usually in all of the images she's drinking. But then 60,000 bottles. Now, I'm guessing, America, have this moment with me, when you buy a bottle of her wine, you're kind of joking? Like, are you serious? Are you buying it because you think she's...
I mean, I think it depends. I haven't seen the bottle. I think it depends on if she's, like, on the label holding a glass or slurring.
It says Ramona. I think it's Ramona. Can you Google it right now? Is that possible? It says Ramona's Pinot Grigio. I can see as a joke, like, you're going to a really fancy dinner party and everybody's bringing in, like, Cristal and lovely wine, and you put Ramona's Pinot Grigio on the table. Like, I get that. That's funny. Like, I enjoy that. But I just thought that was kind of huge. 60,000 bottles.
That's a lot.
It's amazing to me. But you know what? Her prosperity consciousness is up. You got to give her credit for it.
Sure.
Because David's always saying, he's like, during the hour, say your phone number. And I'm like, I don't want to see my phone number. It makes me uncomfortable. But Ramona, I mean, no problem dropping that wine like nobody's business.
No, I agree.
So I found that very impressive and slightly alarming as to where we are in this culture right now. But if you're watching it, I mean, it's a great show. And Beverly Hills is starting again. Oh, my God. So exciting. So, guys, we're going to take a break earlier today because I really want to get to our guest. She's so exciting. Again, if you've got questions on relationships, start giving us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I've been told that no topic is off limits. We're going to be talking about sex, relationships, passion, spirituality as well. Again, my guest is Alana Pratt. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. My name is Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. Hey guys, stay with us.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days. Naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I'm so excited this morning. I dressed up for her, guys. It's radio, but she's so cute. My guest this morning is Alana Pratt. Let me first start, Alana.
Yeah.
So she is the first person Lisa Gibbons called when she was on Dancing with the Stars, so we could say she's a coach to the stars. She's the author of the popular ebook and audiobook, How to Be and Stay Sexy. She's got 9,000 books. She's known as the Sexy Mom. She's been on TLC. She's been on E! I love her website, AlanaPratt.com. AlanaPratt.com. Please welcome Alana. Good morning.
Alana Banana. Oh, it's so good to meet you.
It's so good to meet you, too.
Yeah.
So I said earlier in the first segment, on the way here to the studio this morning, you know, I was having a hard time coming up with how to describe you because there are so many different things that you do. It's part spiritual.
Yeah.
It's part psychological.
Yeah.
It's coaching. It's about sexuality. It's about helping people find their passion. But ultimately, what I love about every one of your stories and every one of your pieces of work is it seems to be that you have this amazing ability to encourage people to be the best that they can be.
Mm.
But I'm curious, how do you describe your work?
I love to help people just be absolutely at peace with who they are.
Yeah.
And that's the nasty stuff that you were referring to earlier,
right,
as well as the brilliance. And so I sort of take the angle of relationships and sexuality because I love sexuality.
Right.
And I take the you know, avenue of motherhood because there's nothing better than my son. But really what it comes down to is, like, can you face your demons?
Yeah.
Because if you can, they become your buds, your right, friends, and then you're free. You don't have to try to get people's to, you know, oh, do you like me? Am I enough? Or give away your power or be manipulated. Or
right,
be a manipulator.
Right.
Life just becomes so empowering. You just get rid of the riffraff. You get better clients, better lovers, better behaving kids, and you're free. So that's what I try to help people do.
And what amazes me is, you know, you have a very strong sense of self. And a lot of times when people have a strong sense of self, it can be intimidating. Mm. And I don't experience that with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I wouldn't have you on. There's an immediate sense of compassion and connection.
Yeah.
And what I'm curious about is, was that natural for you? Were you born that way? Or what's the journey to getting where you are today?
Dougal, I used to go into a room and within 3 seconds, I would know who I was sexier than, who was sexier than me, which guy I thought I could get, which guy I couldn't. How do I sit? Does my stomach in? Are they looking at my profile? Should I get a nose job? Right. Like, I just went on and on and on, right? I was so...
Oh my God, you're in my head.
Yeah, so friggin' insecure. I grew up as, you know, a dancer and then a model and all the rest of it. So the work I've done has been to love all of the nasty parts inside and make friends. It's sort of like I have all these little girls inside. They're the one who's ashamed. She's angry. She's scared. She's freaked out. I have like a preschool inside me that I take with me everywhere. And I'm like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And so now when I look at another, there is this part of me that has become the divine mother. I love you unconditionally forever, no matter what, even if you never change.
Right.
And I mean it.
Right.
Because I've done that with myself.
Right.
And then I have this other part of me that's like kind of like the Kali, you know, Hindu goddess. I'll cut your friggin' head off if you do not live your purpose, because I believe in you so magnificently.
Right.
So that like lifts you, and a part of you is birthed this nobility and confidence that you've never touched, because I see it and I'll stand for nothing less. And then there's this other side of me that I like the martinis and I like the play and I like to be the sexy, you know, lady and just enjoy sensuality and playfulness and celebration. So all these, put them in a soup together, and I can take people on a magnificent journey. So if they need to cry their head off, scream their head off, or just be, you know, I'm there for them.
And did you grow up in an unconditionally loving environment?
Well, let's see. Dad was drunk and stoned.
That
and
would be no.
And mom was checked out.
Okay. Checked out emotionally and psychologically?
Well, you know, the very first memories of mom, she was lying on the couch in this, you know, pink velour zip-up thing with her horn-rimmed glasses and her funky, you know, scarf in her hair. And she was so present as I was playing with the little, you know, Fisher-Price people and doing my thing. And I just remember her really getting me, seeing me, hearing me. I just felt so seen and gotten.
Yeah.
And then I guess things went down in the relationship and she checked out. And I remember one day dad coming home from work and he went to go kiss her on the back of her neck when she was peeling potatoes, and she just kept peeling the potato. I'm like, whoa, ice woman. So, and then she gained a lot of weight and eventually she died of cancer.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then the week after I got pregnant with my son, and that's that next part of the journey. So no, there wasn't a lot of functioning family, a lot of dysfunctioning family, but you know, that's part of my journey, is to see everything is perfect because it was the springboard from which we can soar into our purpose, into our deepest capacities and what we're here to give, not necessarily what we're here to get. So, I mean, I know my dad loves me unconditionally, and I know my mom loves me and follows me around with little butterflies and hummingbirds, you know.
Is that your sign for your mom?
Totally.
I love that.
Yeah. But they didn't. I know that now because I can see through the veils. Like, I might not be quote unquote a psychic like you, but I can see past the facade to the truth, and I know how much they love me.
Yeah.
But growing up, that wasn't the personality I was interacting with. So I questioned myself my whole life.
And let me ask you a question. You know, I know in my own journey and watching other people's journey, you know, when you're coming from a home where there are emotional issues and there's that kind of static going on, I find that when you find your own source the way you have, you know, from your own heart, from your own work, from your own passion.
Yeah.
Once you find that unconditional love on your own, it almost makes it easier to accept where your parents are or where your family of origin is. You can receive what they are able to offer.
Totally. I just called my dad the other day. We hadn't spoken in about 2 years with this big fight. And I called him up, and every sentence he spoke was finished by his wife. Normally, I can last about a minute when I'm like, can I please just talk to my dad? Thank you. You know, judgment, right?
Right.
But this time, 20 minutes, I just let every sentence be finished by her. And then he was so depressed and sad and, you know, disheartened about everything. And normally, I'm like, okay, I'm Miss Guru Positive Coach. Okay,
right,
dad, let's focus on the good. Have you been doing your journaling? Have you been? I let him be my dad.
Yeah.
And I loved him, and I resisted nothing, and I have never felt so much love for my father in my whole existence. But I had to accept him for who he was, and it's very clear that that had nothing to do with him and everything to do with
me. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're programmed to believe, and I do think ultimately on a parent's journey, and I'm not a parent, but I know you are, our goal would be to give this person unconditional love, let them be the best that they can possibly be. But I think from our generation, if your parents didn't do that, it wasn't necessarily their fault. I mean, sometimes life gets in the way. Cancer, like you talked about.
Oh, well, they do their best. Every parent does their best. I'm doing my best, right? But what did they have in terms of tools and practices and the permission to go to therapy? I mean, that was like so taboo. They didn't have the capacities that I have to learn how to go inside and heal my wounded heart and get present with my energy. I mean, I think evolution, we're knowing more faster, healing faster. So they didn't have that. So there's no harm, no foul. They did their best.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pockets, even in the Native American medicine wheel. The first quarter, you can't go to the next level of like marriage and leaving a legacy if you're not cool with mom and cool with dad.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because
you're just going to repeat that pattern.
Yeah. You literally can't move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ceiling. It's a stuck ceiling. You keep projecting those issues onto your relationships. And so who I become for my female and male clients is mom or dad.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I heal that for them so that they are complete. And what happens is these new capacities get birthed. Like maybe it was really painful and abusive and betrayal, but what was was meant to be birthed was wisdom, discernment, healthy boundaries, forgiveness, compassion, these qualities
Absolutely.
That you need to move forward. And these
right.
people are kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And it's so fulfilling to be able to get them on the road again.
And you're supposed to honor them for that. I mean, one of the, you know, my mother's like the most compassionate person in the world. My dad tends to be more business oriented. And it used to bother me. Like, my mom would give everything away, like overly compassionate. But I learned my ability to connect with people because of her compassion.
Totally. Yeah.
It's almost like a watered down version, if you will. Okay, so I want to talk about relationships. And you were just talking earlier, and it made me think of a friend of mine. And you were talking about tools and histories. So I have a friend that's been in a relationship for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
A very demonstrative, loving guy, but won't say it. He's mm-hmm. never said, I love you. It's close mm-hmm. to a year. He's really never been to therapy, never done much journeying. And I was starting to wonder, I'm a very verbal person by nature.
Yeah.
You know, it means a lot to me. I want to talk. I want to hash it out. I could talk about it for hours. but I'm curious, what is your feeling between the difference of someone who exudes an energy of love and they display it financially and physically with contact and all that stuff, but they can't actually say it? I think
right.
there's such power in words. I think it's interesting that he can't say it.
Well, there's certainly a block.
Right.
And yet making the block wrong, making him wrong, is just going to make him shut up even more.
Right.
So what I find initially is like, let that be okay.
Right.
Like, love them for who they are and who they're not.
Agreed.
And focus more of your attention on gratitude of more of the gifts or the touch or what have you.
Right.
And then whatever little peeps he might make.
Yeah.
Oh, that means so much to me. It brings me so much joy when you tell me.
To validate that.
Validate.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
The little things.
Yeah.
Because unless he's interested in growing.
Right.
That's unsolicited advice. You're
right.
just going to meet a wall.
Right. And I got the sense also, you know, a lot of times, you know, we do in relationships and friendships and family relationships and love relationships, it's a lot of you don't do this, you don't do that. And what I always try to encourage people, and this person included, is to talk in I statements.
Mm.
I'm very verbal and auditory.
Yeah.
It means a lot to me to hear that.
Yeah.
And then let it go.
Right.
You know, let them meet you halfway sure. on the journey. Yeah.
You can also have some fun. There, you can have like, okay, 20 minutes tonight. It's just going to be physical demonstration of love. We're gonna
right.
set the timer and like let it be where they have a strength first, okay? And maybe that's a place where you're a little more nervous, okay? So it's only 20 minutes of that, and then the next night it's 20 minutes of just giving gifts.
Right.
And maybe you can make little cards and little flowers and the whole thing. And then the third night is we only get to talk.
I love that idea.
Okay? So what set them up?
That's
with,
a really good idea.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I get paid for this. This is my job.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, but it's important to do the strengths first because you want them to feel
right.
safe,
right.
and honored,
right.
and valued for who they are, not who they're not.
Right.
Right.
See, this is what I love about you.
Another way you can use that same example, if you know this, the physical, the verbal, the gifts, etc., is also pleasure because we receive pleasure in so many ways: kinesthetic, auditory, visual. We want different things. So if you ask your partner, you know, how do you like to be pleased, and do this over dinner and make it really hot, right?
Right.
But then don't do anything about it. And then the next night, it's like, okay, I'm going to give you pleasure the way you want.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to hear you.
I'm going to hear you first.
And then do it.
And then I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to follow through. I'm going to keep my word. Whoa, does that build trust?
Right.
Okay. And then, of course, switch it up. And
yeah.
then I do it for you.
What I think is interesting, though, is a lot of couples aren't really comfortable talking about, like, you and I talk about it and it's very easy
yeah.
and we bring up sex and it's like, I would do that in a second. I can talk about it. I don't feel shameful.
Sure, sure.
But I have clients a lot of times
yeah.
where I'll tune in and say something like, you know, I'm not feeling a lot of passion in your relationship. And they're like, no, everything's great in our relationship. And then I'll say, well, when's the last time you had sex? And they're like, well, like 8 months, maybe a year. I can't
right.
even remember. If you can't
right.
remember, guys, there's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I talk about even bringing it up, they get so nervous.
Yes.
What is it about shame with who you should be that feel the most safe with? What is it about people's, you know, shame with talking about sex and intimacy?
Oh, my God. I mean, just look at, I mean, we used to get our heads chopped off you
right.
know, for being courtesans, you know, when the Inquisition came in. There's a lot of shame around sexuality in our DNA,
yeah.
right? In the media.
Right.
We use it as a manipulation.
Right.
Right? You know.
And yet we're obsessed with it.
Totally, because it's suppressed. Whatever you suppress, whatever you resist, you know, persists, okay? So I teach about a sacred, reverent way to look at sexuality. There are so many flavors of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with my female clients, I'm like, okay, show me your sultry goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now show me your coy little girl. Okay, now show me your nasty slut.
Right. Okay, then, so we can get nasty.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't have to be like,
no,
okay,
no, no.
earth, wind, and fire.
No, but
okay.
but see, here's the thing. Every human being that I've ever coached has their safe zone.
Right.
These are my two to three flavors where it's totally safe, which is also totally predictable, which is also the ladies that have that quality that you don't
right.
are the ones you're jealous of and the ones that he or she looks at.
Right.
Okay, so let's be really clear about this. So once I get them into their safe zone, then I'll start to bring forth what they're not safe with, like dork, show me your dork.
Right.
Oh, I don't do dork. Yes, you need to do dork. Or like nasty slut. Or right. devotional nun.
Right.
Like, there's so many flavors of human being, of femininity, of masculinity.
And
right?
they all have power.
All have power. But you'll give away your power if you are ashamed of them or judge them within you. So your assignment tonight, everybody, is what is the who's the chick or the guy, whatever, that really makes you jealous? Because they've got that something-something that you don't. Go home and be that tonight.
I love it. Guys, we're talking sex. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to transformationtalkradio.com, click instant feedback, and I will read your questions. I see them all over the place. We've got Boca Raton, Florida, New York, Boston.
Look
it's all very exciting. My guest again is Alana Pratt. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Z-O-88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. My guest this morning, I'm secretly obsessed with. I kind of want to be her for like a day. Alana Pratt. You must go to AlanaPratt.com because the phones are ringing off the hook. So if you cannot get through to her and you want to make an appointment, find your passion, find your sexuality, connect with your inner mother, all of those good things. And she's got great videos. Like, even there's free content on there. That's what I love about your website. Free content, good stuff. But let's go straight to the phone lines. We have a guy. Big deal.
Good.
Bill is calling from San Diego. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Dougal. I got a question for your guest.
Sure.
Go ahead, Bill.
I told my girlfriend to get the fat man surgery and I would stay with her, then she got all upset.
Well, she should.
Yeah, I agree. Well, did you do it lovingly?
It doesn't sound...
We passed by like one of those, what do they call those, billboards, and it said talked about the procedure, and I said that would be a good idea for you, and all of a sudden she got all upset.
Well, basically, you're saying she's a fat slob. I would be, too.
Right.
So it would be so much nicer if you said, sweetheart, let's go to Rancho La Puerta for a weekend, get in shape, and make love every day. I'd say, woo, baby, let's that.
Don't you think this is a good example of how men and women approach things differently? Mm-hmm. Men forget to censor themselves, and they see the sign and they go, oh, well, that's not a bad idea, without even, because it's all a mental process, without even thinking how emotionally that would affect them. Bill, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. I was watching the Kardashian program, and they were actually talking about getting rid of what they called mom ass. And I thought that my girlfriend should get rid of it as well.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't like your use of the word should.
I agree.
I like her just the way she is, and I love her just the way she is. And apparently you don't, so move on.
I agree.
Okay? Move on, let her go so she can be with someone that does embrace her for who she is, who wants a healthy lifestyle of the body, of the mind, and of the heart.
So let's twist that in a different scenario, though. Let's focus on what about a couple where someone is starting to gain weight and they're not taking care of themselves, and it's more about, because that's pretty common.
Very.
I think you fall in love,
yeah.
You know, you start taking, your sensuality includes food and wine and all the, and sex, and you start gaining a little bit of weight. How could you bring that up lovingly? More about, I want you to be healthy. You know what I mean?
I call it fierce love. Because hiding, denying, or putting in these little slip them in there is going to hurt their feelings. That
it's a
never
dig.
Works. Yeah, it's totally a dig.
Yeah.
So, but fierce love is, I love you so freaking much.
Right.
And then the emotion is, it hurts my heart.
Right.
To see you not healthy. I'm afraid you might get sick.
I agree.
How can I support you? I'm here for you. Let's sign up together.
Let's do it together.
Let's have some fun with this. Let's make this not like losing weight, but embracing a healthy lifestyle. Style.
Yeah.
And, you know, this kind of idea.
Because lap band surgery, we're such an instant gratification society. You know, no one wants to walk or take a bike ride together. Nothing's inspirational. It's an immediate fix.
All my clients come to me after doing every single program there is, every single quick fix there is. They're like, none of it's worked. I'm like, because you haven't really sat in the fire and done your inner work. Quick fixes are just that. They're a quick fix.
I hear it's
and
a pretty scary surgery in general. Didn't Kanye West's mother have that and then she ended up?
No, that was liposuction, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was something significant, though, and it was a quick remedy, though,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I will say that I probably got good genes. Like, I'm tall and relatively slender. But
right. I'm rolling my eyes right now, guys. Good genes. Ugh. So unfair.
However, I used to be, every single thing I would look at, I would be, well, that's 35 minutes on the Stairmaster.
Right.
Well, that's,
I do that,
you know,
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I
you want a hamburger? 30 more minutes.
Totally obsessed with it. And
good.
And so now what I do is I slow down, because whenever we eat in fight or flight, it immediately turns into fat.
Totally.
Slow it down, take pleasure, you'll eat less.
Right.
Your body, you start to put cream on your body, ladies. You know, when you get out of the shower every day, instead of going, oh, my stupid thighs, go, I love you, thighs. That's what I made Lisa do before she got on Dancing with the Stars. She was like,
she looked amazing.
Thank you.
I emailed her and I was like, exercise videos, something. Like, you look amazing.
But her
really
first
good.
Assignment was get in front of the mirror naked and send love to the areas of body you normally send hate to.
Right. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's you talked about the body image issue before. So, what we really need to understand is that weight in general is never about weight in general.
I know.
It's about an underlying issue. So please do your deep inner work.
Right.
Please understand, what are you afraid of? What are you hiding yourself from? And really, also, when women start to get really hot, there's a lot of attention.
Right.
And sometimes we're afraid of attention.
And I'm a sexual abuse survivor, and when I lost weight, I used to be very, very heavy. And when I lost weight, I was completely freaked out that people were looking at me, because it's a loss of control.
Great. So here's how you transform attention on the outside.
Don't make me get naked in front of a mirror right now.
Right now on the radio. Go breathe in whatever energy is coming towards you when you are in your beauty, your radiance, your hotness.
Right.
Even if it's slimy, like, tall drink of water, whatever.
Right.
Breathe in the nasty. Affirm, I am safe. I am a god, a goddess, a diva, whatever you want to say. And exhale back compassion and watch people change.
Mm.
It's only when you resist their leechy kind of looks that you give your power away.
Right.
If you breathe it in, transform it, and affirm who in the world you are, they will either change or they'll leave.
And you always say in your videos, I love when you say this, because you used to be a model, but you always say, I'm a piece of art, not a piece of meat.
Thank you.
Love that. That's such a great thing.
You have to decide it.
Occasionally you want to be a piece of meat, though, let's be honest. I'm not going to lie.
Dougal.
Put on a fillet with blue cheese all over the top,
exactly.
Okay?
David's rolling his eyes now.
No, but that's another thing. You know, one of the things I've struggled with is, like, I can take cute. I get it. I think I'm cute. I get it. But when David will say, I think you're sexy, I'm like, oh, get over yourself. Which is not fair. Because I'm
you're
sending
pushing it
that
away.
Back.
So your job is to sit in the fire and be with it. And what does it bring up if you really sat with it?
Issues.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you're only going to shift
a 12-month subscription. I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah, don't blame our partners for our own issues.
I know, you're right. Whatever.
Grow up.
Do we have another call? Let's go to a call. Okay, we have Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I didn't think I had relationship issues until I started listening a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Question for Dougal, but either one, it doesn't matter. I'm married, and I have two young boys. One's autistic, and so we do find time, but it's not often.
Yeah.
So then I do have body issues too. But it's a lot of stress over the years. My youngest is autistic, so finding the time and our schedules when he's in the mood, I'm not, and vice versa half the time.
Right.
So,
the operative word there I want you to shift is find the time. I want you to make the time.
Right.
Okay.
Good point.
Because if you have 24 hours in the day, so do I, but how are you going to use it? So I want you to make your priority where you get the biggest bang for your buck. Okay. If you need touch, if you need sex, if you need a walk in the park, if you need a bath, if you need your foot rubbed, if you need a full out water fight with the kids, whatever it is you need, you need to say, I'm worth it. I need this because when mama's happy, everybody's happy. So tell me, Cynthia, where do you get the biggest bang for your buck? What are you really yearning for right now?
Well, personally?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. My youngest is just turned 8 yesterday. And
my son's 8 too.
I hope I'm right. I feel he's on the mild side, but it's little steps and still a long way to go. We don't know what his future is going to hold, which is stressful. Will he always be dependent on us? And there's things I'd love to pursue, but I'm kind of at the beck and call all the time. I'd love to get into Reiki and maybe one day be a practitioner, anything kind of healing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
on myself spiritually, like meditation, all that, many times I want to, and he can get really loud, or he follows me around a lot, and so, mommy just needs 5 minutes, and, it's in meditating, all that, so I feel like I'm kind of stuck, I'm on at a standpoint, but these are things that all my life I've kind of gravitated towards. I'm not an office-type person.
Got it. So basically, you are stronger than most of us because you've been gifted with what you've been gifted with, okay? Two sons and an autistic one, okay? So you're not broken. You're actually stronger than the rest. But what this is calling forth in you are some healthy boundaries that you've yet to fully embrace. Even though you have an autistic son, you have the capacity to ask for help, ask for support, put down healthy boundaries. You need to carve out a time, and it's mummy time. Mm. For me, I don't know how this will work for you, but it's 7:00. My son is not allowed in my room, and it's been the same way since he's been 3 years old until 7:00 on his clock. So as long as your son is safe in his room or with his brother playing, that is your time, okay? And what's happening is you're looking for patience and kindness, okay? And you're going to get your butt up at 6, and you're going to get that Reiki manual out. You're going to do some yoga. You're going to do some meditation. You're going to have your time, and you're going to ask your husband, this would mean the world to me. It would make me so happy. You can make it sexy. It would make me so juicy. Whatever you need to do, but you need to make yourself a priority because I love you, but you're being a bit of a whiner. Okay. I know you have a way harder, life than a lot of us moms. Okay. And you can handle it because you're magnificent and everybody gets what they can handle. Okay. So first off is you make your time a absolute priority no matter what. And you get creative and you ask for help in ways you might never have thought of before. And you follow your dreams because when you're passionate and you're balanced, you are the best mom ever. Mm. And also the last thing is stay present. Yes, we don't know what the future is going to hold with your son. And if you need to go do some research and find out some different options and interview some other parents of what they did, do so. But worrying about it is going to drain your power to put down a healthy boundary and take care of yourself.
And I also have to say, Cynthia, you talked about Reiki and doing some healing work. I get so many emails from mothers who have autistic children. I mean, it's really an epidemic right now in our country. And the first thing that flashed into my mind is, what about starting a monthly Reiki circle or a meditation group or visualization for a really nominal fee that you could host for mothers with children who have any kind of issue, anything from ADD, because I get this sense that you really want to give. Obviously, you identify as the energetic healer. You're doing it in the family. You're doing it with your son. That's why God delivered that to you.
Yep.
And you even want to do it as a career. It's part of who you are. So sometimes you can trick the brain. Mm. So you say to the brain, all right, I'll do it once a month, meditation Mondays, first Monday of the month, whatever you want to do. You invite all of your friends that have similar issues. They pay a really nominal fee, so you get comfortable accepting that money in that space.
Nice.
It's also a win-win. It's a group of healers. Everybody's going through the same struggle, so you identify and don't feel singled out, and you're giving back at the same time.
And I'm even seeing this spreading into bringing your children.
Absolutely.
Practice your Reiki on your child.
Well, that's what I thought was so interesting, too. Are you still there, Cynthia? Because I thought it was interesting when you said it's really difficult to meditate because there's all this noise in the background. And what I always say to people is, it's so easy to find your center when you're in a quiet room with a candle lit in the lotus position.
Good point.
But the true spiritual warrior is the mother of two, where, they're clanging on the pots and pans. can you find your center in that chaos?
Well, that's the thing. I'm still a bit of a novice at this, even though I'm in my mid-40s, and that's another thing I worry. Am I getting too old for certain careers?
No.
For years, I've been practicing off and on meditation. I've always been, like I said, pulled in this direction, and yet I've never felt I've had any major breakthroughs. I haven't, I can't hear anything, like inner hearing or...
I have to stop you right now, Cynthia. We have been on the phone for less than like 4 minutes, and I can't even count the amount of times you said, I can't, I don't. Everything is negative. So before you go, I want you to give me three solid strengths about who you are, three positive things. Who are you as a being? What are the things you are great at?
Good listener.
Great.
You're a good listener. Next.
I'm pretty much a happy person. I'm always laughing.
Laughing. So you've got a great laugh. And what's the third one? All these people are listening right now. It's group consciousness.
I think I'm very giving and caring, like especially towards my family and friends and, you know, in that circle.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think you have to watch the chaos of negative thinking. You know, it's so seductive and we don't even notice it. It's a subconscious thing. So every day you've got to start with these chants. When when your son's making a lot of noise, when you're feeling that chaos, go to those three things. Mm-hmm. I remember a therapist asking me once what I was good at, and I was like, well, I like my penmanship. And it was like, you got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So start with three things that you're good at. But Cynthia, you can do this. We both believe in you. So take some of our tips, okay?
I will, definitely.
Thanks so much for the call. I'm obsessed. Alana has to come back as much as possible. I mean, she's a great talker. It's such good energy. So if you want to call us, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I promise I'm going to read some of your questions. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I have a new best friend. I don't know what to say. We're BFFs. Alana Pratt, my guest today. Alana, how can people get a hold of you? Because the phone is ringing off the hook.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
If they want to reach you, what's the best way?
AlanaPratt.com. That's AlanaPratt.com. And howtobeandstaysexy.com for women. And also missinghandbooktomotherhood.com. And all my books have the first chapter for free and the audio for free. So you can sample me.
Cool.
Before you.
And Twitter, Facebook, like us on Facebook and Twitter. She sends gives such better tweets than I do. Seriously. So follow her on Twitter. So, okay, kind of echoing our last phone call with Cynthia, you know, I have a religion. It's called Oprah. And I'm suffering some loss. But I remember there was an interview with Heidi Klum and Seal. And one of the things they said, which I had mixed feelings about, is that they put their relationship first before the children.
Mm.
Curious on your thoughts on that, because, you know, we're in that phase right now where every female friend of ours is crowning with a new child. So it changes everything. What's your philosophy? I think a lot of people do that, where they put all the attention towards the kids, then they lose their sense of self.
Absolutely.
And they lose their sense of passion between them. Totally.
Yeah, I completely agree with them. I think it's the best choice. It's like, what foundation is your family going to be in? Nothing, or the two of you.
Right.
And I think what's really tough, though, is when things are going well, it's always easy to put each other first. But when you're exhausted, when you're afraid, when you're not doing things well, when you've got whiners, when you feel guilt leaving, like, these are all these other factors. You can let them take you out, or you go into and make you stronger.
Right.
So definitely date night is absolutely imperative. I like to bring in a deeper conversation technique, so there's no elephants in the living room, because there's a lot when you've got kids, which is, you know, first of all, it's a 20-minute little ritual. It's called dyads. You're only allowed to say thank you. And it's, tell me something you like about me. And then it's, tell me something you think we align on, because that's so quick. We get on opposite sides. And then tell me something you think I should know.
Oh, my God. I do this all. I call it radical dialogue with clients. I go, first you say something loving.
Yep.
Then you say something prickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to see, to keep the energy flowing.
And you're only allowed to say thank you.
There's no right or wrong in that moment. So you're just listening.
And you never get to use the word you. Well, when you were in it, I feel.
Right.
And it's such a great way for parents. Well, I was really feeling scared when I wasn't called by another to say they would be late, and the kids were screaming, and I feel really bad that I bit another's head off.
Right.
And the other one would say, thank you.
Right.
Okay, so basically the message was given there. Call me if you're late. It makes me feel safe and seen and heard and connected with.
Yeah,
okay?
The power of validation. I don't think people understand that. They just want their feelings, but they want to feel seen and they want to feel heard.
Yeah.
It's very important.
You both have to put the energy into that, though. So definitely put your relationship first. And the kids, I think the kids sleep better when mom and dad made love. I really do.
You think like it's an energy in the house.
I really do, because my son, because now my relationship with my son's father is awesome now, but for the past 7 years, not so awesome. And so much turmoil inside of him, you could see. Who do I have attachment to? Mom and dad, but they don't have attachment to each other, and I'm in a mess.
Yeah.
So now that we're getting along better, he is so much more calm. I don't roll my eyes, or like, I wouldn't say bad things, but my son could feel the energy of what I thought about certain behaviors. And then he was in the middle.
Yeah.
So when mom and dad are spending time together, and the energy in the room is calm and connected, and just the way they look at each other across the room, or, you know, a shoulder rub as they go by, or an acknowledgement, this is a great dinner, or
feel safe.
Oh my God, the kids are like, life is safe. I feel good. And then they have the capacity for empathy. They have the capacity for confidence. They get along better with their friends at school. You become a safe parent that they can talk to. Everything works.
And that doesn't mean that you have to stay together. You know, they just released a photo of Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger going to, I believe, his birthday party. And, you know, I can't imagine the pressure, A, of finding out that whole story of him, you know. And but then secondly, then it's a public divorce. We're talking about a huge family.
Yeah.
And then that pressure of what are they going to do? And I support her for leaving him. But, you know, I'm a product of a divorced family.
Me too.
And my family, my parents did not talk. It was not good. Like, they ignored each other. It became very, very separate. And it was a lot of pressure on me. I had to switch houses every Sunday.
Yep.
So I don't think you have to stay married.
No.
But I do think you have to respect the core family. You have to respect the fact that, first of all, your husband that you got divorced with is obviously was a soulmate. You can't create a being.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Without it being a soulmate. That was supposed to happen.
Totally.
So I think it's an interesting journey. I'm curious how you've come to a place of that kind of mutual respect for your child to keep the energy alive.
Well, here's the main thing that just whipped my face. Okay, I had a coach because I don't believe it's an integrity to coach if I'm not being coached.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
I've got my therapist on retainer.
Totally, right? So she showed me that when I would look for the bad in my son's father, he would become a little boy and go, oh, she's looking at me to make a mistake again. And he would make mistakes.
Right.
But then he would be angry at himself about that and angry at me about that. And he would take it out on our son. So when I knew that some of the verbal abuse or the just not getting along that was going on was partly due to me.
Right.
Totally had to take responsibility. So she showed me that he's just he's a man, of course, but he has a part, like we all have, a part that was like, why did you leave me?
Right.
And part of him is also triggered something to do with his mother that has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can, instead of being condescending, oh, he's just a little kid, I just got to like, whatever, but just be like compassion, wow.
Yeah.
So I started focusing on the good. I started praising him for all the things that he did provide in the relationship. He started to turn around and saying, I really want us to be more aligned. Let's let go of the past. He's now one of my biggest supporters versus one of my biggest, you know, drains in my life.
That's so powerful.
Yeah, but it took me taking total responsibility of where I was focusing on the bad. I mean, I had lists.
Yeah, let's repeat that. It took me taking full responsibility because you do have a part in the process.
And now my son is like, oh, Mom, it's so much easier.
Of course.
You know, with Mom and Dad getting along.
Yeah.
And he used to be playing us against each other.
Right.
He was right in the mix.
Oh, that's how I got a car.
I guess. Yeah.
So let's go to one of the instant feedback questions because we have so many.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Let's go to Marie in Boca Raton. Marie writes, I need help with my dating life. I'm a confident, successful 31-year-old woman who has no trouble getting a first date. Good
Great.
For you.
Good.
However, men never seem to call me for a second date.
Yeah.
The first dates always go well, and I'm not sure what is going wrong.
Yeah.
I don't need a man to support me financially. I just want love, and any advice would be great. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I bet you make it energetically or even verbally very clear that you don't need his support.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with you. I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. Men need to be needed, okay? I'm clear you could run the country with your eyes closed.
Right.
But that's not going to get you a guy. That's going to maybe make him respect you for a first date, but then he's going to move on. He needs to know that he's needed. He needs to win. You got to set him up to win. Even if it's just handing him the stupid peanut butter jar to open it and then just rubbing his biceps. Oh, honey, you just saved me. Thank you. A lot of women think that is weak.
Right.
But no, it's
we're not asking you to dumb yourself down.
No.
Yeah.
It's too. See, you think you're great now, and I'm sure you're really great now, but can you imagine how amazing you'd be if you had all this support? If you had even more time for pleasure and creativity and meditation? If you had somebody there that was there for you, as you say, you just want love? Well, they won't be around unless you make space to be loved and to give love. So sometimes we women get very safe in our, you know, I can do it myself.
I don't need you.
Right. And that's a perfect stage of the evolution of a woman. Okay, it's important, but now you got to go to the next stage where you're going to soften. Okay, you're just going to allow for doors to be open. You're going to give praise. You're going to allow guidance. You're going to allow some other ideas and allow yourself to use the extra downtime that you're not doing all the time for pleasure, for softness, for girlfriends, and just watch how much more attractive, approachable, accessible, magnetic, and luscious you become. And if that freaks you out, which it's probably going to, love the little part of you inside that is freaked out to let go of control.
Yeah.
That was my big thing. I was afraid to let go of control. I said that, you know, I've got it all together and I'm single because I'm so busy.
Right. And part of you did.
Well, I do have it together, and I am busy.
Right.
That's accurate.
Right.
But that's also an excuse. It's
right.
an accurate excuse.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is, will I really let a guy in to
right.
support me? Because then he's going to see my weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Then I'm going to be vulnerable. My heart's going to be vulnerable. But you know what? Death is guaranteed. Taxes are guaranteed. And you'll be hurt. That's guaranteed. Okay? But along with a relationship comes a bliss that you also aren't experiencing.
Yeah, and Marie, you can practice with that. I mean, go to a bar and try and be the polar opposite just to see what it feels like.
Mm.
Be flirty and only listen just to see what the different response is, because it's somewhere in the middle that's going to work for you.
And I want to also tag on that flirting. Flirting as a manipulation is going to lower your attractor factor. But
right.
if you have flirting as a way to just have fun, like
right.
flirt with the breeze, flirt with kids in the grocery store
exactly.
line, flirt with girls, flirt
right.
with guys. And
right.
so when you flirt, there's no manipulation in it. It's just because you like to be...
It's being social.
Social.
Approachable.
And radiant
right.
and juicy and engaging and notice
the
difference.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Elena Pratt. It's official. AlannaPratt.com. Guys, we've got so many questions, and I love them. We can't get to them all. So one more time, tell people how they can get to you.
Oh, AlannaPratt.com, A-L-L-A-N-A-P-R-A-T-T. Sign up for my free newsletter. All my books have free chapters. Just play with me.
Great, great, great. And so, guys, don't forget, I'm going to be in New York on August the 17th. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to make an appointment. Find us on Facebook. Like us. Validate us. Tell us if you enjoyed the show. Alana, this has been so much fun. I can't believe the hour flew by this quickly.
Know,
you have to
fast.
Come back, promise. I want to hear
I will
verbal
love
contract.
It. I would love
right
it.
Now.
Love good, it. Good, love good. It. Love it.
Guys, again, AlannaPratt.com. It's been an amazing hour. Thank you so much for everything. I will be back soon. It's been a great year. Have a good day and a great week. I love you all. Talk soon.